This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here, and I just remembered that the time did change in the U.S., but I am in Colombia, Medellin, and the daylight savings time doesn't apply to Medellin. Well, on this day, I don't know when it happened. So, which means is I am now on CST time. So, I apologize in advance that I'm late, because I was thinking that it was 12 o'clock CST time in the States. Why is 1 o'clock in the morning here? But it's 1 o'clock in the States, and it's 2 o'clock in EST time. So, I'm late. I apologize, but I'm here. And welcome to the podcast, folks. This is your host, Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and I'm here to give you advice, okay? I'm here to give you the opportunity to pick my brain here. I am a self-made millionaire, okay? And I'm self-made, which means I didn't grow up rich. I wasn't around rich people. As a matter of fact, I grew up in the south side of Houston, Texas, but now, after several decades and several failures in educating myself, I am now worth tens of millions of dollars. Okay, do very well. And I use the platform here to give people like yourself the opportunity to ask me questions here, to pick my brain. I never had that opportunity when I was on my journey to success and financial freedom. So I wanted to be able to be an advocate for others. And I do this because it fulfills me. It fulfills me as a human being and as a man to be able to help others who want help. Listen, you don't have to, if you don't want help, you don't have to be here. You can just go to bed, go to sleep, go watch TikTok. It's up to you. But I'm here to make a contribution to the world. And it doesn't matter if it's one person of 1 million. I'm here. I'm open. I'm very genuine on these rants. I'm genuine, which means I'm just going to tell you the unadulterated truth about what I feel that you need to do to be rich, to be wealthy, to change, to manifest your dreams, to make and to transition your life into the life that you want. I'm blessed. I am. But saying that I'm blessed doesn't mean that you're not blessed. I just realized that I'm blessed. And I truly believe that every one of us, even you, you're blessed. This is something that my mom always says when she talks to me. And I tell her about the wonderful things that are taking place in my life. And she says, Wesley, you're so blessed. You say, Wesley, that's why you're so blessed. You're always helping people. That's why you're so blessed. And I want you to understand that me being a blessed person doesn't mean that you're not blessed. Okay? I don't believe God just said, well, Wesley, you're going to be a blessing in people's lives and you're going to be an exceptionally blessed human being. No, I just realized that I'm blessed. And to realize that you're blessed is to be aware of the blessings that are around you. Okay? And I get it. You know, some of you are not in the best position in life and some of you are discouraged and upset, angry, down, sad. I get it. But still, with all that, if you're aware that the blessings in your life are present, you begin to focus on those blessings. And let me tell you something, you know, in my early 30s, when I began to focus on the blessings, which are hardships as well, adversities, problems, issues, challenges, I started to love every aspect of my life, even the downfalls, even the failures. My life got better. And it got so great that I was able to not only bless myself financially, I'm able to bless the people around me. And that's what I want to do with you. Okay, so tonight, we're going to do a Q&A, okay, which means that you can ask me whatever question you want. All you need to do is post it below here. And I will answer whatever question you have for me. We can talk about business. we could talk about manifestation. And also, thank you. I see a lot of comments right now about my new app. Thank you. People are loving the app, by the way. We're in beta launch right now. We have not launched officially yet. But the first iteration, the first version so far has gone very well. We almost have about 1,000 downloads, and that's without any type of marketing. It's just people are sharing it with people, I guess. And I guess you guys like the app. And if you want to get access to the app, all you need to do is go to my bio. Okay. Click the link. You must have an iPhone. We're not on Android. And get access. It's just an app using AI technology that allows you to manifest your dreams faster using music songs. Okay. And it's cool. It's really cool. But the next update is going to be out. It's going to be night and day. And that's going to take place in the next 4 weeks. But get access to it now. It's free. Okay. It's free for right now. It will cost as we proceed and build more features in the app itself. But it is free. And all I can say is people absolutely love it. I've got text messages, DMs, people that are listening to it before bed, people who have created over 15 songs about the entire life. I've had a young lady from New York City said, Weston, I created something for my health, for my money, and the love of my life. And I just listen to those songs when I'm at work, when I'm driving in my car. So it's just a blessing. You know, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to create something with not just myself. It's a team of developers, visionaries, all working together to create something to help people, okay, be able to reprogram their minds and be able to hardwire new beliefs in the mind using music, songs, frequencies to help you achieve your result. So just go to my bio at Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. Download it. Check it out. Send me feedback. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you hate. And tell me what you like to see. And we'll definitely do that and take that into consideration. Okay, so any questions for me here? What's the app called? We actually have another name. It's called Dream Riz, but right now in the App Store, it's called BrainTune. But we are changing the name. We just submitted to Apple, so you will see that change in about a couple of days. So you will need to re-download it again to get the updated version. Best app in the world. Wow, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. How could it takes to build your mindset? How could it takes? Official Malimo, that doesn't make sense. I wanted to thank you for the meditation now. I love it so much. It's awesome. You're a genius. Oh, thank you so much, Scott. How marketing. I do appreciate when people give me compliments. I love it. I love. How many of you love compliments? I love them. I eat them up. All right. And I do. Because really, listen. I am a very interesting guy. Okay. And I've created so many different products on the internet. Many of you know I am a digital marketer. I've been in the digital marketing space for maybe like 15 years now. I've been very successful, right, in this space. And I've created many self-help products, you know, because when I made my first million, when I started to, and if you don't mind, I just want to tell my story a little bit. You know, when I first made the decision that I wanted to be wealthy and I wanted to become an entrepreneur, I began to search. And when you begin to search, you begin to read books. You know, I started to reading books and understanding and listening to successful people on YouTube. And I just wanted to realize or discover, what do rich people know that the poor and average didn't? Because I was poor and average at that time. And you know, once I figured it out, I said, you know, let me create something to help other people. And there's so many programs out there to talk about the how-to, the mechanics, and the skill, operations, and marketing, and logistics. And that's important. But what business owners or entrepreneurs don't talk enough about, in my opinion, is just the mindfulness part of success. like meditation and I would say yoga, but I don't do yoga, but just the point that we all have the ability to manifest, that we can take our thoughts and we can make them real through a very pragmatic process, right? This is not something that's like woohoo, or, you know, we're not talking about like praying to God and God, please make me rich. No, this is actual pragmatic steps that you can do to be able to bring something into your reality here. So that's why I created an overnight millionaire and I created Genius Group. But still, I've had over 3,000 testimonies with Genius Group, a couple of thousand with overnight millionaire. But still, people was not getting the results that I wanted them to get, because, you know, it was just a small percentage of people. If I'm going to be honest, it was just a small percentage of people that were getting results, you know, like less than 10%. And I'm like, something is just not right. So my next challenge was, Wes, how can you create something? Because I do a lot of rants, I do a lot of podcasts, you know, talking about how to manifest your dreams, explaining the brain, explaining human behavior, explaining the consciousness and the unconscious mind. I do a lot of that, explaining it to people, but still, some people just don't get it. And most of you don't get it because you've been programmed in a certain way for so long, it's hard to grasp this information. So I thought to myself, what can I create that would make it easier for people's minds to be reprogrammed? Because I think we all believe that we are programmed. We are. You know, when I say program, that your environment, how you were raised, that have programmed you to be the person that you are today. Like whatever you listen to, whatever you experience using your five senses is basically a program that you're running. Everybody, when they get up in the morning at a certain time, they do the same thing almost every day. You go to the bathroom, you wash your face, put your makeup on, you have your coffee, you go to work, you go to lunch. So we're all like robots, honestly. We just running programs, and they're very unconscious programs. We don't think about them. So I was thinking to myself, well, how can I reprogram a person's mind and have them enjoy the process? And that's when I came up with DreamRiz, okay? And it's an app that you download, you create your own song based off your desires and your dreams. And it's very customizable. But not just that, it's you like listening to it. So the great thing about the app, when you listen and you're liking what you're listening to, what's happening unconsciously, because that's what music does. What music does, it slows down the brain cycles of the brain, okay? And at the same time it's slowing down the brain cycles, you're getting doses of dopamine, because it feels good to listen to something that you like. Any type of song that you like, you get a boost, or you get a jolt of dopamine, right? It feels good. It's the feel-good hormone in the body. It feels good. And while you're feeling good, that makes the brain more malleable. When the brain is more malleable, now whatever you listen to is going to be hardwired into the brain, and these become beliefs. Does that make sense? You with me? So that's what my app does. So you'll see, after you listen to it for 30 days, 40 days, 60 days, people will see dramatic changes in their life. The great thing about the app, if you listen to your song for a minimum of 30 days, you will see changes. I'm not saying that you're going to be a millionaire. I'm not saying that you're going to buy a Lamborghini in 30 days. What I'm saying, you're going to see very significant changes in your life. 100%. Okay? So any questions for me? Like I said, if you want access, just go ahead and head to the bio on my Instagram account. Or go to dreamriz.com. And you'll be good to go. Yes, sir. What's next? Next question for me here. Yeah, I'm going to be very honest with you. Like the app itself, and I'm not just being optimistic. it's just, I've created something special. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, me and my team, we have created something special. And yes, are we going to make millions and millions of dollars a week? Of course. Absolutely. All right. But what I'm really excited for, and I'm being honest here, I'm excited for all the testimonies and all the people that's going to love it, enjoy it, and share it around the world, because it's actually something they can do and they want to do it. And when you get people to want to do, it's like working out. No one likes to work out, right? Aside for the people that like working out. But imagine getting a person to work out and actually enjoy the process. Think about it. So think about, it's like, you know, when I tell people to meditate, I tell people to believe in yourself, focus. You know, I get it. Everybody says, oh, this is hard. This is hard. So imagine doing something that you actually like to do. And while you're doing it, you're getting the benefit from it. Outside of your awareness. You'll see. Don't worry. Don't be surprised when you see me on every news media. You're going to see me on every podcast. Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, you're going to see me everywhere. I mean, I'm just letting you know right now. But I'm still going to do these rants, even when it goes from, how many people here? 44 to 40 million people. It doesn't matter, right? I'm still going to be doing these rants, just like this, in the dark, no problem. Talking to more people, basically, because the app is, and I get it. You might say, well, what's you just being positive and partial to your app? Listen, the app is something that you've never seen before. It's going to be like the, how can I explain this? The app that I've created is like the Netflix of Blockbuster. You remember when you guys probably don't remember this, but we used to watch movies on, what do you call those things? VHS tapes. We used to go rent them, right, at Blockbuster. Go to Blockbuster, get a CD, get a DVD, right? And Netflix took over. Pretty much dwarfed them. Or I'll say we're like the Uber to taxi cabs, you know. No one would ever thought that taxi cabs would go away. Yeah, but who takes a taxi now? Everybody takes an Uber. So that's what the app is going to do as it relates to meditation. And I'm not saying that meditation don't work. It works. But people, hundreds of millions of people are going to do this other than meditate. That's what I'm saying. We're like the Uber of taxi cabs. We're the Netflix Blockbuster. It's happening. You're just going to watch it unfold. But like I said, if you want to be a part of the journey, get access to it now. Just go to my link in my bio, click it, and get access to it right now. And you just let me know what you think about it. Tell me how much you love it. All right, next question for me. Talk to me. Wes, how do I change the music on your new app? That's a great question here. So we have another update coming up in 4 weeks that we're going to add several genres of music. Right now, we only have one. So let me give you an example. Say if you create an app and you want to have a happy type of frequency, okay? What song that just makes you happy or energetic or something that makes you feel successful? So we're going to have different genres or different moods, okay? We call them moods, right, on the app itself. And you select it, okay? And then we're going to have like maybe hip-hop. We have reggaeton. We're going to have different genres of music depending on what you want, even gospel, right? But the key is what mood do you want to be in? So based off your mood and what mood you want to be in, you're going to choose your mood. Right now we only have one, but when we the next update, we will have about 20 different moods. Okay, so it's coming. Wes, how do you, okay, next question here, let me see. Yeah, of course, you know, the app. And I want you to understand something, you know. And I don't want to say it's all about the money, because I already knew, like, I was going to be a 100 millionaire or a billionaire. Like, I already knew this. I knew this 5-10 years ago. Like, if you guys are really, that's why I want you to listen to my podcast. Because I talked about this. I told you guys that I'm going to make $30 million a month. And I know that just sounds trivial and trite. Like, whatever. You're going to make $30 million a night. But I've been saying this stuff, right? But like 5 years ago, I didn't know anything about I was going to go into the app industry or the tech. Like, honestly, I had no desire to go into tech because, you know, I don't know how to create an app. I've never created an app before. It's just like, it just came to me, right? It just came to me through certain people, had certain meetings, certain conversations, and we decided to invest the money, which I'm investing all my money to do it, right? I'm the financial backer of that. So, honestly, but I already knew, listen, I already knew this day was going to come and that I was going to do something very life transformational. Does that make sense? I knew it. I didn't know what exactly it was going to be, but I knew I was going to create something that people were going to, like 99% of people are going to love it. Does that make sense? They're going to love it. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to create something that I feel good about and something that would, that actually is going to help people. And to do that, you have to understand the psychology of people. Like you got to understand people's psyche, the behavior. I mean, I read more books in NLP, more books in hypnosis, understanding what makes people excited, what makes people happy, what makes them sad, what makes them want to do. I mean, it was a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of study. But like I said, I already knew this day was going to come. It's already been envisioned. I already knew this. It's nothing new to me. But what's the greatest part of this story that is unfolding right now, it's just like the people like you who are going to rave about it and say, Wesley, I just manifested 20,000. Wesley, I just left my job. I just have a business now making 15,000. Wesley, I found the love of my life. I just been listening to this song. I just using your app. And all of a sudden I met the person that I've been praying to God for. Okay. You're going to see. I mean, you're going to see. Don't worry. You know, I know some of you are still in disbelief, but just keep watching, keep following. And you will see it unfold. But remember what I'm saying here. When you see me everywhere, like I'm literally going, my face, my smile is going to be on every TV, every internet, phone, everywhere for a very, very long time. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay? I'm going to be so significant. I'm going to need security, bodyguards. And not because people want to hurt me. It's because people want to, you know, they want to be around me. And that's okay. I don't mind it, but I'm still going to have some form of protection for the people that want to get access to me and for myself as well and for my family. Okay. What's next here? Talk to me. What would you do if you were in a position where you were in an elevator with someone and they had a crush on you for the rest of their lives? I wouldn't do anything, honestly. Wesley, when will you be in London next? Not sure. Got to talk to my boo. We're getting ready to go to Bora Bora in a few months. Then I don't know where else we're going. Somewhere else after. Oh, then maybe we'll go to Hong Kong. I know she's been wanting to go to Hong Kong to Vietnam, so think I'll be going there as well. Okay. Let me see here. What's next? If questions, talk to me. How does a person overcome limiting beliefs? You know, and this is another reason why I created the app. I would suggest if you have limiting beliefs, this is what I want you to do. If you have an iPhone, if you have limiting beliefs, this is what I want you to do. I want you to download the app. I'm going to ask you what you want. Instead of saying, well, I want to get rid of my limiting beliefs, I want you to type in the app what type of beliefs you want to have. That's all I want you to do. Because people that say, well, I have limiting beliefs. Maybe I don't believe I'm going to be rich. I don't believe I'm going to be better. I don't believe I'm going to be smart enough. You know, whatever your limiting beliefs about your life is. What I want you to do in the app, just stay with me here. And I want you to do this for 30 days. Instead of writing, I don't want any limiting beliefs, what I want you to write is all the beliefs that you want to assimilate, okay? All the beliefs that you want to have. Every belief that you think that you need to believe to have the life that you want, I want you to type it in the app, okay? Go through the prompts, create the song, it downloads to your phone, and I want you to listen to it. Listen, I'm telling you how to use the app here. listen to it one time in the morning and listen to it right before bed and do it for 30 days. And you come back to me and you tell me what happened. Okay? You just tell me what happened.
Is that cool? How do you restart or refocus after missing a mark you manifested?
You said missing a mark that you manifested? Well, how did you miss the mark if you said you manifested it? I'm not understanding the question. You said you missed the mark, but you manifested it? I'm confused. And all I got to say, whoever took the advice that I just shared, you will thank me later. You will thank me later. You're welcome. What's next? Wes, when you're a billionaire, will you still have time to meet little old me when I'm a multimillionaire? Absolutely. Yeah, James, I will meet little old you. What's next? Next question for me here. Come on, folks, talk to me. I mean, I'm here to teach you how to manifest your dreams, or how to get your mind right, how to run a company, how to run a business here, okay? How can a person become more creative? Well, when you say you want to be more creative, what do you mean? What do you want to create is my question to you. What do you think about TikTok Shop trying to be the new Amazon? Yeah, so let's talk about TikTok getting banned today, or the bill getting passed through the House of Representatives that it supposedly is moving forward to being banned. Now, it still has to go to the Senate, and obviously Biden has to sign off, which he's already agreed that he will sign off on it. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, TikTok is definitely making some major moves, but do I believe it's making a huge dent in Amazon's business? Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. I don't care how many items is on TikTok. I'm always going to buy it through Amazon. Always. Amazon is like Nike. It doesn't matter how many different name brands of shoes, Adidas, Converse, Puma. I'm still going to buy Nike. Nike is just, it's like Amazon. Amazon's like this. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, you got Walmart, you got Target, you got all these stores, but people are still going to buy from Walmart, right? It's just because it's like the Nike of everything. So I get it. TikTok Shop is making people a ton of money right now, right? And many people are buying it. But as far as Amazon, come on, man. They're a trillion-dollar company, man. I don't think, and I don't know, this could be conjecture, but I don't think Amazon is worried too much about it. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. There's so many different conspiracies around Jeff Bezos and Amazon and TikTok. I don't know. Is TikTok going to go away? I don't know. And I don't care. But I'll tell you this. If you have a business on TikTok or you have your brand on TikTok, you better be smart. Don't be stupid. The problem with influencers, and this is advice to all influencers out there, because a lot of you might think I'm an influencer, I guess, but I know how to run a fucking business, right? So I'm not depending on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, to make money, okay? And the problem with influencers, they get a lot of followers. They don't even know how to monetize, or they try to get sponsorships, and I get it. But if those platforms go away, then you done, because you've never created a company. So I would tell all the TikTokers out there that have a business or you have a brand on TikTok, make sure you know how to run a company. What do I mean by that? Let me make it very simplified for you. You have to know what it's called, CPA, cost per acquisition. As long as you know how much money you need to spend to acquire a customer, you got to know that. I don't care if you got the biggest brand in the world and, you know, or you got a big brand and people just buy because they like you. I get it. But you got to have a platform to do that. If the platform shuts down, then how are people going to get access to you? So you have to learn how and understand how to acquire customers and how much money it is. Me, I do that very well. That's all I've ever done in internet marketing. I know how much money it takes for me to get a customer. I know the lifetime value of a customer. So I don't care about, like, honestly, social media. I know some of you guys say, oh, you got a million followers, but no one listens. Like, I don't care. Because this is not what drives the money for me. Do I make some money from Instagram? Maybe. But I don't care. Right? This is not a business, right? So all your social people out there, I don't care if you're on YouTube, Instagram, whatever, make sure you know how to run a company, a business. A business is not becoming an influencer. That is not a company. Okay? It's not.
What's next? What are we talking here? Yeah, but if TikTok get banned, I mean, a ton of people will be affected. A lot. Especially in America. A lot of people are going to be affected. Jeez. But I don't know. Do I think? I don't think. If it gets banned, or so this is how it works. This is what I've read so far, that TikTok, if it does get banned, it's got to get divested, which means is divested means that some of the power has to be diminished, that they can't have so much power with this company. So either got to get sold, somebody's going to buy it, absolutely, right? And if you get bought, TikTok is not getting banned. Does that make sense? If no one does buy it, then it won't get banned. But people will find a way to access TikTok, folks. Just want you to know that. How do I know this? Well, if you go to China, if you ever been to China, I've been to China. You can't use Google.com, believe it or not. No, you cannot use Google. It's banned. Yet, people use Google.com. In China, you can use TikTok, can use a lot of different apps. But you can get access to them. It's called VPNs. It's always a way. I'm going to say that there's always a way to get access to some platform. It's always somebody on the internet that's going to tell you how to do it. Does that make sense? So, yeah. If they ban it, it's still going to be accessible. People will find a way.
Okay.
What's next here? Questions for me here. Wes, what do you think about Andrew Tate? I don't have any thoughts on Andrew Tate. I don't know him personally. I don't have any thoughts at all.
What's next?
Do you think trade cryptocurrency? I found the right team, Wes. Okay, if you found the right team, then work with that team and make money. What would you say is the highest paid skill to have?
Easy, Curtis. Sales skills. Sales is the highest paid skill on the planet. If you know how to sell, you'll never be broke. If you know how to sell, you will eat for the rest of your life. Listen, excuse me, I'm the greatest salesperson on the goddamn planet. I am. I sell myself every day. Okay?
Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Listen, I am a salesperson. Yeah, I'm a boss, CEO, jefe. Listen, I am a salesperson. Every day I got to sell my team on my vision and get them inspired enough to take action to make themselves money and to make me money. I have to sell my children on why they should listen to me or why they should take my advice sometimes. I got to sell my woman to let her know that I love her and I care about her and I'm invested in her. Like, you're always selling yourself, folks. So that's the greatest skill on the planet. So learn how to sell. Even though people hate selling, but I don't know why. Because you're selling yourself every day. Okay? And the people that are great at it, they get what they want.
What's next here? Questions for me. Great question. Give me a thumbs up, folks, if you're getting some value here, or just come with the word value. Let me know in the comments below. And I do appreciate if you guys definitely give me some feedback on the app. Hey, Wes, referring to your app, if you had the idea for it, but you had no money or connections to make it, how would you go about making it? Honestly, so this is what I would do. Say if I had no money right now, $0, and I had an idea of creating an app. Right now, there's so many tools out there, free tools, that you can utilize to do a lot of things. You have AI, artificial intelligence, apps, websites that you don't have to understand coding and you could do it yourself. So if I couldn't afford to pay people to do it, I would just do it myself using AI technology. I would just go to the internet, type in how to build an AI app. I would watch a bunch of YouTube videos. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to tell you this stuff now because I want you to know how easy it is to dominate an industry. But for the last couple of days, I've just been watching app videos, how to build an app, marketing the app, best practices, how to monetize, how to structure, how to track an app. Like, I've been watching all these videos of app builders, of people who've created app, who've made millions and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars every day, educating myself, modeling other people who have already been successful in the space. And this is what I did to make millions before, just model other people. So, yeah, I mean, it's very possible. Learn how to code. And the great thing about AI technology, you don't have to learn how to code anymore. I mean, ChatGPT, you can write. They have a, I don't know what the site is, but they have a site right now that it will create the app for you. You tell the site, hey, I want to create this, write the code for it, and you just implement the code. You have to learn how to do that. Like, if you don't have any money, you got to learn how to do it. But AI makes it so easy. Now, you don't have to learn how to code. You just got to learn how to put the code in the right place to be able to create the app. Software engineers are not, they're going to lose their jobs because they have a software engineer AI now. I mean, it's so much stuff's happening in the AI. Oh, God, folks. You know, you better tap into it. But yeah, that's what I would do, personally. How did you learn to market your digital products when you hit a million in 30 days back in the day when I was a kid? How did I learn to market? I know you folks want to make this very complex, but all I did was watch YouTube videos. Honestly, and talk to people that were successful. That's all I did. For years, I would go to events, talk to people who were successful, ask them, so what did you do? You know, how did you do it? And, oh, okay. And I would learn a little bit here, a little bit there. And I would watch a bunch of YouTube videos about marketing, about human psychology, and how to use words to be more persuasive, and how to understand embedded suggestion, and how to use stories to influence people. Like, I was just watching the YouTube videos, and I just was applying until I just hit gold. Being very honest, that's exactly what I did, and I meditated. But yet, all of you make it so hard. Thank you, DJ Jeff. Folks, everybody that have access to my app, make sure you listen to the song that you create for yourself once a day. I know some of you have created several songs. If you want to listen to several songs a day, that's great. Like a playlist. Like, you know, if you created a playlist, that's great. But listen to it every day. For a minimum of 30 days, 2-3 times a day, and share with me your outcome. It's going to blow your mind what happens. Just let me know what happens on day 31, okay? Cool? Every day. I'm just tuning in. Can you tell me where to find the app you are mentioning? It's in my bio. Or you can go to dreamriz.com. I'll go to my bio on my Instagram account. Click the link. It's only for iPhone users right now. Once we're successful with iPhone users, I will get my development team to create one for Android. But got to choose one platform first. Oh, Curtis, smart man. Curtis already put the song on repeat. Oh, my God. I love it. Smart man. And just to give you guys another update, the app in the future, you will no longer be able to download it to your phone. You have to play the app. You have to play the song in the app. There's many reasons for that. Just like iTunes, you can't play a song on iTunes without playing it in the app. So in the future, you will have to play the song in the app. But the great thing about it, when your phone goes, when the phone gets locked, the app will still play. If your phone
you can browse and go to other apps, and the app will still play as well. It would never stop playing unless you disable it. Zac Brown, one of the songs that Chris said, Once Upon a Time. No, not at all. Nope.
Oh, Shaq.
All you need to do is listen to it, my guy. There was so much technology of so many people that were in the room creating this. And I'm talking about understanding the psychology of it and the words, the stories, the storylines, and the word usage. So all you need to do is listen to it, my man. And feel free, folks, to share with other people if you want to. It's up to you. But we need to get the new name and the new functionality up first. So you can hold off. But, like, if you want to share with someone. And we've had people actually create songs for other people. Okay, I know. I had one young lady. She attends Harvard. And one of her peers is having a hard time, I think, one of our classes, and she created a song to motivate her friend. So it was amazing. She created a song for her friend and sent it to him. That's the great thing about the app too. You can create the song for other people. See, if you want to, I did this for my children. I have three children, so I created three different songs based off the goals that each of my children want. And I sent it to them, and they love it. They say, wow, Dad, I love this. And they're, like, listening to it. I'm not sure how often they're listening to it, but it's just great. You know, we always try to talk to our kids and try to give them advice. Well, give them a song about their life, about their dream and their goal, and let them listen to it. So it's almost like advice through music. It's powerful. Or parenting through music. Great job. And I do suggest to create at a minimum three different songs. Let me explain why. You need one song for your health, like your body. Say if you want a sexy, beautiful body. Say if you want to be more healthy. Say if you want to stop eating so much bad food. Create something for that. Create something for your money, of course. You need to be able to accumulate money. So something about your finances. And then if you want to be in love, like if you want to be a Lothario man, you want to be a womanizer, or you maybe you just want to find the love of your life, a woman, maybe you want to find a tall, handsome, sexy, intellectual, emotionally intelligent man that can communicate well, that's rich, and that can fuck the shit out of you, you know, well, put it in the app. It will do the work for you. So I do recommend to create three songs. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, James. Wow, Curtis, I love it. Yeah, send her the app too. Show her how to create her own music. And you know, it's a part of me that created this for the Gen Zs. The Zoomers, you know, the younger folks, like 18, 19, 21 years old. Because this generation, they live and die by music. So imagine your children, instead of listening to all these artists, which, you know, artists are great. All these singers all day, rappers all day. You know, like, what's that guy's name? I can't remember these people's names, but Drake and all these rappers. Have them create a song that's about them and their goals and their dreams. Imagine if they were just listening to it over and over again. And obviously the technology and what we're going to implement is only going to get better. This is just the beginning. This is the infancy stages of what we're doing here. By the end of the year, man, this app is going to be just, oh God, a game changer. Jesus. What's next? Talk to me. Questions for me. Wes, I can't wait to see you in the jet. But are you going to be flying it or have someone fly it? Of course, I'm not going to fly my own jet. What do I look like flying a jet? I like to be catered to. That's like me cleaning my house. I'm not cleaning my own house. I'm not cooking my food. Absolutely not. I'm a king. And I live that way. How can I invest? We don't need any investors, my guy. But thank you. Wes, what's the first place you're flying to in your jet? I don't know. Do you teach sales, Wes? Not personally, but I do have videos on the internet to talk about sales. Hey, Wes, are you creating this app with other people? Of course. We have a full development team. I have one partner with me on this as well. And full development. But I'll tell you this. Creating the app is not for the weak. It is a very arduous process. It's very nerve-wracking. I was on a meeting for 3 hours talking about one component of the app. The thing about when you create apps, you know, when you start creating something and then you have thoughts and say, oh, I want this. Oh, I want this. Oh, add this. So when you're creating an app, it's not that simple. Like in your mind, you might say, hey, just change the name or change these words. But changing these words could be a 5-hour process because, you know, I don't want to get too techy here, but things in the app, any app, depends on other things. And you can't move forward to other things till other things get created. And if you change something like on phase 5, but you have to go back to phase 1 first. Does that make sense? So, apps, you know, it is not for the weak, I'll tell you that. And the thing about apps, you spend so much money and you don't even know if you're going to be very successful. It's crazy, but I love it. Honestly, I like that. I like taking risks. I like investing my money in something I'm passionate about. And I just like it. You know what I mean? Do you think you will ever develop a sales training course? Actually, we're working on that right now. Shout out to Ariella. And Ariella, they're working on a sales course that we will be teaching people how to sell better. And sell more efficiently. Like my team, my sales team does between $500,000 to $1 million a month of total revenue. It's not too bad. It's not the best. So we have some great people, but we just have great training as well. What's next? Next questions for me. Any more questions here? Questions here. Do you teach hypnosis? Like, I don't teach it. I don't teach it. Do I know how to do it? Yes, but I don't teach it. Can I teach it? Of course. One thing I'll tell you about hypnosis, it's very simple. As a matter of fact, hypnosis happens every day, all day. You're just unaware because you're not educated about it. Whenever you, listen, I want you to think about the last time when you saw someone that you really liked. You talked to them, you had a conversation, you asked for the number, you gave your number to the person. And you were just talking to them all night, texting, going out, making love, thinking about them. That's a form of hypnosis, by the way. Right? You're in a trance. Like that person can do no wrong. Another example of a trance is watching TV, watching Netflix, watching TikTok. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is basically it's when you're immersed in a conversation and watching TV, media, your phone, whatever. It's when you're totally immersed, right? Like now, you'll turn totally immersed in what I'm talking about here. This is a form of hypnosis. And when you're in that form of hypnosis and when you're totally immersed, your brain becomes malleable. It gives me, like right now, if you're immersed in what I'm saying,
It gives me the opportunity to embed suggestions into your mind. Make sense? Like, I can tell you anything. I can tell you that you're successful. I can tell you that you're going to download my app tonight. I can tell you that there's nothing that you can't have. Like, I can tell you anything. And just by using this voice and talking the way that I'm speaking to you, you will go into a trance. That's hypnosis. It happens every day, all day, folks. When you go to church, when the pastor's talking, you're in hypnosis. When you go to your professor, if the professor is sharing some information that you like, you're in hypnosis. Okay? And when you're in when you listen to music, you're in hypnosis. Whenever you're in hypnosis, your subconscious mind is hardwiring this information deep into your mind. I'm telling you, it is there and it's stuck. Okay? Anything. It's there in the mind. Okay?
What's next? Someone is trying to impersonate you. Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, folks,
don't fall for the people that are trying to get you to send them money. People are obviously stealing my profiles. You know, I get it. You know, they're stealing my identity, trying to. I only have one Instagram account, folks. Only one. So, come on. Pay attention. Do your due diligence, okay?
Got to pay attention to what you're listening to. Yes. Like, I've been sharing that since I've been doing these rants, that you have to pay attention to who you listen to.
There's a concept by Kevin Trudeau, and your wish is your command. He says, who you listen to? Who do you listen to? Because who you listen to becomes the person that shapes you. Or the thing that's what's going to shape you, whoever you're listening to, because it's outside your awareness. You're just not realizing the effect that people, your environment, the media, the social media apps, you just don't realize how influential these things are on your life. But you'll realize it once you're living the life that you don't want to live, or you're living a horrible life. Or you feel that you're stuck or messed up with depressed or down, anxiety, whatever. All that shit is learned. I mean, it's all learned helplessness, honestly. Anxiety, depression. Someone had to tell you that you're depressed. Someone had to tell you that you're stressed out. And you bought it. You bought the bullshit because you're stuck in the matrix. Get out. And I'm here to release you from the matrix. When you hypnotize, do you have to say it verbally or subconsciously?
Say what verbally?
And what do you mean by say it verbally or subconsciously? How do you say something subconsciously? You can only say things verbally, correct? I mean, out of your mouth. So what do you mean?
Wes, do you still do the same morning routine? Yeah, of course. Hey, Nancy, how are you? Nancy Ponce. Next question for me here. What method would you suggest to get good at hypnosis?
How many of you want me to teach you how to be a expert in hypnosis? Comment below. Say yes, Wes. I'll say, Wesley, I want this. Comment below, and I'll give you a quick 5-minute class in hypnosis. I'll teach you tonight. Okay, all I ask you to do is, if I share this information with you, use it for good. Don't use it for bad. Don't try to manipulate people and apply any type of nihilism or be cynical. Be good with it. Use it for good intentions. Is that cool? Just say, yes, Wes. and I'll give you a class on hypnosis
and how to do it. Okay? So let me know in the comments below if you want to learn it. I'll teach it right now. Okay? And then we'll talk about breaking free from the matrix as well. Comment yes, Wes, folks, if you want me to talk about hypnosis and how you can use it within your own life. And I'll show you how to use it on other people. Okay? Okay. So, listen, the first step in applying and utilizing hypnosis with other people is first, you have to understand how to use hypnosis with yourself. Okay? It's the first step. Because if you can't hypnotize yourself, if you can't get yourself to do what you need yourself to do, you're not going to do it for other people. Because you won't believe it. Make sense? So you have to first be able to apply it with yourself. So remember, hypnosis itself is, it's not just words, but it's in how you say the word. It's an attitude, right? You got to have the confidence that whatever you say out of your mouth, people are going to do it. Okay? Like if I ask you guys and say, hey, I want everybody to stand up for a second, turn the lights on, and I want you to listen to every word that I'm going to say, and I want you to stand in front of your mirror. Now, some of you might not do that. Some of you may not stand up and turn the light and look in the mirror. But some of you will. But the key about hypnosis, step number one, you have to be able to hypnotize yourself, right? You got to be able to get yourself to do whatever you say you're going to do using hypnotic type commands, which builds your belief and your confidence that you can do it to other people. Okay? So that's the first step. You have to be able to use it with yourself, right? Now, how do you use it? First step is your voice. Okay? How you speak is extremely important to making hypnosis work on other people and yourself. If you notice, my voice is calm, it's relaxing, it's smooth. When you have a calm and relaxing, smooth voice, people tend to listen and they tend to like what they hear. Like now, you're probably loving everything that I'm saying about you succeeding. You probably can see that. You probably can hear my voice. You probably can taste the words that are coming out of my mouth, that everything is working out perfectly in your favor. Okay, you with me? So using this voice, just a calm voice, just like this. And you know, I change my voice all the time, obviously, but this is a hypnotic voice. Because it's very hypnotic. When you talk this way, I can say, listen to me. Everything that you're doing right now is perfectly working in your favor. Even listening to my voice in this moment. So write that down. First, the voice. It needs to be a calm voice like this. Just calm, relaxing. Almost like telling someone a secret. Almost like telling somebody you love them. When you tell people you love them, you're like, I love you. No, you're like, I love you. I love you so much. I want to make love to you. I want to give you everything. You see? So use that voice when you talk to your significant other. You know, that love voice. Number two, take notes. When you're utilizing hypnosis, learn how to what is called pacing and leading. Pacing and leading. Write that down. Pacing and leading. Let me do it to you now. Now, right now, as you lay down in that bed and as you have your phone listening to me, you're probably listening to the phone and you can see the light from the phone. And as you do that, you begin to feel confident and you feel that tomorrow morning is going to be a perfect, great day. That you're going to feel that there's nothing that is stopping you. Now, what did I do? Pacing is, I'm going to talk about
art to identify the experience that you're currently in right now. I know what you're doing right now. You're listening to me. That's a pace. More than likely, you're laying down because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay? That's a pace. You're probably wearing no clothes. You're probably naked. I don't know, you know, but I say things that are in your actual experience, and then I lead you. So lead means that, you know, you might start to feel confident about your job or your business. See, I'm leading you where I want you to go. You may jump out of your bed right now, feel that everything is working out perfectly in your favor. Get it? That's hypnosis, because you're pacing. I'm pacing you. Like, say if I was in front of you, you sit down in the chair. I say, as you sit in that chair and begin to feel your feet on the floor, and as you notice your breathing, you may begin to think about how great your life is right now and how grateful you are because you're on this rant right now, listening to the very end. See what I did there? I paced you because I talked about you sitting in the chair, your feet is on the floor, you're breathing. And I led you and I said, you're listening to this rant, you're listening to the end. See, I'm leading you. I'm leading your mind there. So that means when I do that to you, there's a high likelihood that you're going to listen to every word to the end of the rant. Because it's another something else that's kind of better suggestion, okay? I'm not going to get too advanced. But you with me so far? Pacing and leading. Now, the step number three is tonality. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk about tonality. Let's talk about pause. Pause is very important with hypnosis. Okay? Pausing. I give examples. Sam, I'm talking to you. Like right now, I'm talking to you, right? Smile. Right? You may be smiling right now and say, Wesley, where are you going with this? So I'm talking to you and I say, hey, I'm glad that you're here listening to me right now. And let me tell you why. Because there is one thing that I want to share about you that's going to allow you to feel that everything that you want will happen. And let me tell you what that one thing is. It's this. Listen close. You are. See, you see what I'm doing there, right? This is powerful. Was that not powerful? Now, some of you are upset because I didn't finish the statement. And some of you are like, well, what were you going to say? What were you going to say? It's powerful. You're in a trance the entire time. You was in hypnosis. Only because I paused. Now, why does the pause work so well? And men, you can use this with women. Women, you can use this with men as well. Because when you speak and you pause, it builds anticipation, right? It's like, what's next? You talk to a girl. I used to do this with women. I say, hey, can I share something with you? It'll be a girl. You have two of the most beautiful set of eyes. See what I did there? Instead of saying, you know what? You have beautiful eyes. That's an amateur. The amateur says that. You know, the expert, he pauses because the woman is thinking, like, it's almost like a, it's just, it's like an anticipation, like, especially with women, it's powerful with them, it's insane. And you can do this in all different areas, in all different contexts here. It works with men too, but when you pause, see what I did there? I did like a 3-second pause. You can pause up to 5 seconds sometimes and say nothing. You can say, excuse me, can I tell you one thing? When I saw you, I knew you were the one for me. See how powerful that was? Instead of saying, hey, excuse me, when I saw you, I knew you were the one for me. Nah. Girls say bullshit. You know, but when you say it slow, you pause. I'm telling you, that's powerful. I teach my children this. I taught them this stuff when they was young. And they do it. It's very powerful. I mean, if you want to master hypnosis, talk like this all the time. You know who speaks this way? Lawyers, attorneys, pastors. Pay attention. The more they pause, people tend to go into a trance. Why? Because if I say, hey, big head, which is you, listen. There's nothing. See what I did there? So when I pause like that, you're like waiting. You're like stuck. And when you're stuck, I got you. Anything I see after that, I have total control of your mind, man. Honestly, total control. And it's outside your awareness. You don't even know. It's just, it's happening. I do it all day, every day. When I want to, you know. I mean, it's just, yeah, it depends on what I want to do with you, you know. But it's very powerful, okay? Extremely. Okay, so if anyone is speaking to you that way, pay attention. You know, they could be consciously doing it or it could be doing it unconsciously, but it is very, it's a very powerful hypnotic technique, okay? And honestly, I would say start with that to learn how to do it. Just start with your tonality of your voice. Talk like this. Pace and leading, you know, just pace and lead people and pause. Pause and people will begin to do everything that you ask them to do. Like now, everything. Everything that I ask you to do, I would like you to do it. Imagine. That's another thing is, let me give you a few words that are very transic as well. Imagine. Imagine you jumping on the plane for the first time, walking to first class and tasting the wine that the stewardess gives you on your way to Hawaii. Picture yourself going to your bank, depositing $1 million into your bank account for the very first time, with a smile on your face, hearing the laughter of your children. You see what I'm doing there? Like, picture, imagine, hear, touch, feel. These are called submodalities, by the way. Modalities, not submodalities. Modalities are basically your five senses, like hear, smell, see, vision, whatever. Submodalities is like, I may say, picture how bright the light is. So bright is a submodality. It's very powerful when you get really good at this stuff. I mean, you can take people's minds everywhere. People in marketing do this all day long to you. You just don't know because you haven't never been educated about it. Okay. Now you see why I'm so smart? Comment, Wes, you are a genius. If you believe that, okay? Do not comment, Wes, you are a genius, in the comments below if you don't believe that. Like, I think I am. I believe I am. Sometimes, right? But I want you to notice, like when I said comment below that I am a genius, like comment like Wesley, you are a genius. What I want you to notice is this. Notice how many people are choosing to comment, I am a genius below. Look below. See? It's powerful, right? See how I got you to do that? It's crazy, right? And I don't need everybody to do it. I just need a few people to do it. So that's how you get people to buy. You don't need everybody to buy. You just need a few people to buy. You get it? So, you know, hypnosis is more like an attitude, folks. It's an attitude. All right, next question. Class just ended as it relates to hypnosis. You see, people are still coming in below. Wesley, you're a genius. You're a genius. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. Gracias. Mucho gracias. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Give me more compliments. I love them. I said, Wes, you have your moments. Thank you. I appreciate that. Next question for me. Okay, talk to me here. That's why I'm allowing you to pick my brain. Okay? because I'm full of knowledge. Now, what's up, Nancy? How to exit the matrix, please. Okay, who wants to leave the matrix? And how many of you believe that you're in the matrix right now? If you're in the matrix and if you want to leave, I want you to listen to what I'm going to share with you. Take your right hand, place it over your heart, do it please, and say, I solemnly swear that I would never enter the matrix again. Say it. I solemnly swear that I would never enter the matrix again. Okay, well, to be honest with you, listen. If you believe you're in the matrix, first you need to understand what the matrix is, because many of you don't even know. Matrix is people just, they're just unaware, man. They're unaware. They're unaware that they're being programmed every single day of their life. Like people in the matrix, the people that get up at a certain time, go to their job, a place that they don't like. They have the same type of mood, same type of attitude every day. They hate their job. They hate their life. They get tired here. I'm stressed out. I'm exhausted. Oh, my life is hard. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. Ah, oh, same old life. Same old bullshit every day. I mean, these are people in the matrix. The reason why in the matrix is because they're creating scenarios that they don't want. Like the life that they can't really, you know, they may say, oh, my life is stressful right now. Well, that person's in the matrix because they don't realize the life that they're saying is stressful is because of their perception. That's it. See, the people that are in the matrix, they don't realize that the conditions of their life, listen, is based from the perceptions of life. Perception means opinion, by the way. Get it? That's all what it is, honestly. And a lot of almost, you know, 99% of people are in the matrix for sure. So they were like, oh, you know, this is just my life. And, you know, going through a hard time, you know, just difficulties, stress, anxiety. I'm tired of my job, my boss, my business, whatever. Yeah, you're just in a matrix. Because you have a very pessimistic attitude towards your life and the situations and experiences in your life. Now, how do you break out the matrix? Very easy. Very simple. Okay? You break out, it's when you become aware. Comment the word aware. It's a very powerful word, by the way. Comment the word aware, all of you. And I'm going to tell you why. For you to really understand the word awareness. To become aware is to become aware that, huh, well, I guess I'm stressed out all the time and exhausted because I keep saying it to myself. I keep telling myself I'm stressed. You ever left work at 5 o'clock and say, oh, I'm so exhausted. I worked hard all day. And maybe you did. And maybe you are exhausted. Maybe you are tired. But the more you communicate it to yourself, then there's almost no opportunity to leave or plan your exodus from that mentality. Okay, you'll be stuck there. You ever heard people say, man, I'm just stuck. Wes, I don't know, man, I feel stuck. Well, okay, yeah. Not only do you feel stuck, you are stuck because you said it. And you continue to repeat how stuck you are. You get it? It's like a person that says, well, I'm processing this. I need time. I need time. You don't need time. No one needs time for anything. You know, when people say, oh, you hurt me so bad. I got to process it. I need time. I need time. No, you don't. You need motivation. With the proper motivation, people will make a decision. You know, when you try to sell them something, they say, I need time. They don't need time. You just haven't convinced them on why they should buy. Or you haven't given them enough pain or pleasure, right, to buy the product, right? So when you become aware, and awareness means become aware of what you're saying. Listen, write this down. This is my quote. You can use it for yourself. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean that's what it is. You can feel exhausted, tired, anxiety, stress, whatever. What do you want to call it? But it doesn't mean that's what it is. In layman terms, just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you have to communicate it to yourself. Like, if you're exhausted after work, you don't have to say it. Oh, I'm so exhausted. If you're tired from the gym, I used to do this. I used to, every time when I would leave the gym, say, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, my God, I'm so tired. And then I was always tired. Then I changed the language. So one day when I started to work out, I said, I have energy. I feel good. So whenever I felt tired, I said, I have energy. I felt tired, but I would say out of my mouth, I have energy. I feel good. I feel powerful. Even though I felt tired and exhausted. And I said it so much that now when I work out, when I leave the gym, I feel empowered. I feel powerful. I feel strong. I feel sexy. Makes sense. So that's how you get out of the matrix. Got to change the words, man. You got to realize just because you feel a certain way, that doesn't mean that's what it is. Okay. Next question for me. As you come in below and listen, you are becoming more aware. Good one, Curtis. You're learning. Why aren't people aware? Are you telling me people are sleepwalking through life? Of course. Maybe you too, James. Maybe you're sleepwalking through life. And you might say, no, I'm not. I'm not in the Matrix, Wes. Very welcome. Any more questions for me before I let you go? How many of you actually got value tonight? Something that you can begin to apply to your life to increase your quality of life? Comment below if you got value. Just say value. Wes, I got some value tonight. Okay. Value. Now, if you really got value tonight, comment the word value, folks. Wes, if money didn't exist, do you think you still would have the wealthy attitude you have now? Yes. I mean, how else would I answer that? Would I say no? No, I wouldn't. No. I would say yes, always. I'm always, one thing about me you need to learn, now hopefully you will apply to yourself, I'm always going to answer with optimism. Always. I'm always going to answer in a way that it benefits me. Always. Okay? How do I learn all this psychology and self-development wisdom like you know? Just listen to all my podcasts. I have over 500 episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just type in Wesley Million Dollar Virgin Podcast on Google and begin to listen. You're very welcome. Yeah, okay, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. If you feel that you want to share this out, share it. I do appreciate it. If you want access to my app, go to my bio, go to dreamyourins.com. Go to my bio on Instagram, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin, and click the link and download the app for the iPhones. And give me your feedback, shoot me a DM, and let me know what you like, what you dislike. If you love it, say, Wesley, I love it. But ensure that you do this, and please listen close. If you choose to download my app tonight, or today, or right now, listen to the song that you will create for 30 days at a minimum. 2 times a day. Listen to it for 30 days. You're going to love it because it's all about you. And after the 30 days is done, you know, reach back out to me and let me know the changes that you've seen manifest in your life. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.